Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to my podcast series entitled The Disciple in Marriage. Today's topic is help for wives who find submitting to their husbands is a big challenge. Being under authority is a challenge for all of us. Honoring, respecting, supporting, and following those God has put in authority over us requires humility and faith in God's ability to watch over us. There are a couple of main reasons why it may be difficult for us to be under authority. First, we're all born with a predisposition to resent when anyone, including God, tells us what to do. We think that being subordinate makes us inferior, which is an affront to our personal sense of worth and dignity. Secondly, following another human being exposes us to potential harm, especially if that person is seriously flawed in his or her capabilities, motivation, or judgment. It is no wonder then that many wives resent, resist, and sometimes refuse their God-given role of being in submission to their husbands, especially if he fails to value or listen to her, even though she may be the more capable or wiser of the two. How to conquer the inborn rebellion problem. Our resentment of anyone having authority over us goes back to the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve attempted to throw off God's rule in their lives through direct disobedience to a clear command. God created humans to reproduce who and what they are in their offspring. We inherit both good and bad. Since that time, thanks to this inherited predisposition to rebellion, sometimes called the old man or the flesh, we naturally tend to resist or rebel against authority. When Jesus arrived on planet Earth, he came as the second Adam to undo the curse of sin and restore humanity back to a right relationship with God under his authority and blessing. The gospel calls us to voluntarily submit ourselves to God again by coming under the authority of Jesus the Lord. People usually only do this when they become aware of the futility of trying to live independently from God's life and blessings. Repentance means we cease from trying to direct our own lives and yield to God. For wives, or any of us, to flourish in a subordinate role, whether in the home or at work, in the church, in the community, or at school, we must first come under the authority of Christ with respect to him. We're all subordinates. It is vital for us to see that subordinating ourselves to human authority, wherever it exists, is a form of yielding to Christ because all authority ultimately derives from him, Romans 13:1. This requires us to embrace the doctrine of God's sovereignty. It is only when we come to believe that God is well able to handle everything in life that we gain the ability to trust him to take care of us as we submit to imperfect people. We can trust that God is able to deal effectively with leaders and those in authority as needed, and come to our defense when necessary. In other words, when a wife voluntarily subordinates herself to her husband's headship, she does so with the understanding that ultimately she is subordinating herself to God, who has promised to be her defender and keeper, and who will deal with her husband should he get out of line. Therefore, the ability to be under a husband's authority is directly linked to the choice to come under Christ's authority. How to win against resentment. People resent being mistreated and devalued. Because of our sin nature, those in authority sometimes abuse their position or role, perhaps without even intending to do so. It just comes naturally. Whether we are in authority or under authority, we often read too much into the roles God has given us, imagining that they confer some sort of inherent value to us. Those who have been given headship frequently think it makes them superior to those they govern. Conversely, sometimes people under authority wrongly see themselves as being inferior. An air of superiority is difficult, if not impossible, to hide except from ourselves when we have it, and it rankles those who are asked to subordinate themselves to us. We're all fallible humans in desperate need of a Savior and accountable to God for everything we do, whether we are the top dog or the lowest peon. In marriage, a wife may resent her husband's headship if he abuses it to devalue or dominate her, both of which communicate an attitude of superiority on his part. On the other hand, the husband may treat his wife with the utmost honor, but she may still feel resentment because she does not like being under authority, period. Whatever the reason, if a wife resents her husband, it will make it very difficult for her to properly fulfill her subordinate role in the marriage or show respect to him, which is a primary responsibility toward the husband, according to Ephesians 5:33. Resenting and disrespecting husbands is a sin problem. Resentment springs from a hardened heart and is a form of bitterness, one of the most serious sins we all must combat. Disrespect toward our husbands is a form of disrespect toward God, since husbands represent Christ in the marriage. Ephesians 5:22 through 24 says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord." Therefore, repentance is our first priority when we struggle with resentment and disrespect. Even when husbands fail to lead properly, they deserve to be respected simply because of the headship principle. Respect in this case is not earned, but freely given because it is the right thing. We might call it unconditional respect. Most people accept the idea of unconditional love, but fewer understand unconditional respect, which is a cornerstone of being properly subordinate. In the military, soldiers are trained to respect and obey any officer who commands them, whether or not they like him or her, or even if they think he or she is incompetent. There are proper channels for getting relief when officers are terrible, but mutiny is never an exceptional option. The same is true in marriage. Wives should respect their husbands as unto Christ simply because they represent Christ's authority. Wives should a wife be subjected to an unacceptable treatment by her husband? If she is in a local church, she can turn to the pastor and elders to come to her defense, while all the while maintaining a proper attitude of respect toward her husband. Being respectful toward undeserving authorities is one of the greatest tests of any of us may face. Husbands are to unconditionally love their wives as Christ loves the church, and wives are to unconditionally respect their husband as the church respects and obeys Christ. In both cases, Christ is our example and the one who empowers us to be obedient. He was unconditionally obedient to the Father and unconditionally laid down his life in love for those of us who were his enemies at that time. If the husband unconditionally loves, values, and dignifies his wife, it will be much easier for her to respect and obey her husband. resentment tends to disappear when the husband properly loves his wife. But sometimes loving husbands are not as smart or as competent as their wives. How can a wife avoid resenting being under the headship of such a man? She may imagine that God wants her to be passive, a kind of doormat who has nothing to offer and who gets run over continually. Nothing could be further from the truth. Passivity is a warped and dysfunctional form of submission. To drop out of the game by simply going along for the ride is lazy and cowardly, and not God-honoring or truly supportive of the husband. Being subordinate requires us to do everything in our power to work for the success of our superiors. Sometimes this requires us to, before the course is firmly set. Good leaders want those under their authority to present points of view different from their own because no one has the complete picture or has all wisdom. But once a decision is made, leaders expect those under their authority to lend their support. Wives should clearly share their differing, opposing, or confirming points of view with their husbands. Wise husbands will listen and act with proper consideration of their wives' input. Wise husbands will also delegate significant decision-making ability to their wives in the areas where they have strength and expertise. When husbands do this, it benefits everyone and helps wives feel their worth. Working together as a team builds unity and is God-honoring. If a wife is married to a man of abilities that are inferior to hers in some areas, she should ask God and her husband for ways to use those abilities in support of her husband's leadership. If he is uncooperative or defensive, it may require prayer and patience and maybe even some counseling. Conclusion. It takes faith and humility to lead and to follow. Whether we have been assigned a headship role or a subordinate one, functioning in a way that brings God glory requires us to keep our eyes on Him and rely on the help of the indwelling Spirit. We husbands must examine our hearts continually, asking the Spirit to show us how to properly love, honor, dignify, protect, support, lead, and provide for our wives. Wives should ask the Spirit's help in respecting, honoring, supporting, loving, and making their husbands successful in God's sight. God is most glorified when husbands and wives truly love and honor one another and work as a complementary team to advance God's kingdom.